Okay, and let's get right back to it. There's a program on television. There are a lot of programs on television, but one in particular has really irked a lot of people. And it's called Good Christian, and the name is Bitches. It's not a good program for, I think, anyone, frankly, nor do I think that most of commercial television is good for most anyone. It is not something that encourages intellectual development. It doesn't nurture appreciation of nature and of the wonders of life or the goodness of people. It's not that kind of fair. And fighting that has been Reverend Ted Pike, as he has taken up the charge one more time to try to rid our planet of something that is ugly, unnecessary, and completely irrelevant to the dignity of this alleged sentient species. Hello, Ted. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Sure. And things have actually, I guess, been turning in the favor of good for once. And tell us what's going on.
They certainly have. Yes, the Good Christian Bitches has been on now for four sessions, four episodes. And we've been, our national prayer network is leading the fight of a boycott against the sponsors, persuading them to jump ship, to abandon support of GCB. And we're having really very good success. In the last 9 working days, we have persuaded 9 major companies to leave support of GCB. And I'll just give you the names of those. They're big companies: Kraft, Pepsi, Progressive Insurance, Bayer Essentials, Marshalls, which also includes TJ Maxx, Lindt Chocolate, Royal Caribbean, Pedigree, and Scrubbing Bubbles have all made formal statements to our staff or in writing through emails that they now have responded to the many calls, many emails we've been soliciting from Christian conservative patriots and just plain lovers of freedom and human dignity to let them know that we will boycott their products if they continue to support this Christian bashing program.
Well, what's going on in terms of the network? What are they going to do about the program? Are they going to just carry it at their own expense? Are they going to pull in new sponsors? This is a little unprecedented, and it's got to have their full attention. That's for darn sure.
Well, I think so. There's a number of factors here that are pressuring them. One is that there's been a conspicuous absence of protest from those who should be leading the charge against this outrage. The Christian conservative so-called watchdog organizations, by and large, are saying nothing. And in fact, this prompted Rush Limbaugh to ask, where's the outrage? What's going on here? Your Christian faith, your Christian morality, even your Christian women are being held up for disgrace. The women are being described as bitches and dogs. What other religion would tolerate that kind of abuse? But the evangelical leaders, for some reason, are hunkering down. They're conspicuously silent. I think it's very largely because they know that ABC is quintessentially Jewish, Disney ABC with Robert Iger at the top, and the Jews are filthy staff producing this program. For example, Darren Star is a prominent darling of the homosexual community, a Jewish homosexual. He's the executive producer. Alan Poole also is an extremely militant Jewish homosexual. He's director. And then Aaron Kaplan is also a producer, although he is not as conspicuously pro-homosexual. But the Jews behind this are well known by the leaders of the religious right. And as with the hate crimes laws that I tried to get the religious right to join with me in fighting, they're scared of these causes or legislation or propaganda that the Jews are behind. They don't want to come near anything that has this kind of saturation level Jewish influence behind it, lest they should be accused of criticizing Jews or Jewish institutions, being called anti-Semitic. So that pretty much leaves me all alone without competition to dominate the search engines, Google and Yahoo, and so on. And if you just Google protest of good Christian bitches or boycott of good Christian bitches, here you'll find that just today, a few hours ago, I Googled both those terms, and here were four major articles by myself right on the first page of those two topics. And what's happening is that aside from the issues of the sponsors, it is becoming really quite widely broadcast that Jewish supremacist anti-Christian forces in Disney ABC are trashing Christianity out to denigrate not only Christ and his power as a spiritual force in people's life, but also the character of Christians who bear his name. And so what's happening is that literally thousands of the best evangelical Christians who are impoverished for leadership in this great challenge are coming to truthtellers.org. Our figures in the last month have doubled. Thousands are coming right off the search engines. They're coming looking around for leadership, guidance, education on what to do about that. And they are just scores of articles in our archives at truthtellers.org have at least double readership this month. And really, we are educating the best of the evangelicals, because even among the evangelicals, as in the far right, there's always just a minority who are willing to really work at activism and holding back the evil as they see it. And even among Christian Zionists, there's a small minority who are willing to go out and fight and call and email and do this hard kind of legislative or activist work. And so these people, the best of the right, are coming to Truth Tellers, and believe me, they're staying there. The unprecedented numbers of unique visitors are coming to Truth Tellers and getting a first-rate education on the total truth behind the great evils that are plaguing society.
And there are great evils, and it has to do with morality. And who has it as their agenda to destroy the morality of a culture, to bring it down? The Bolshevik Zionists, who really began to put this into practice, 100 years ago, before that even, when Theodor Herzl put forth his whole issue of Zionism, and then the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion came out. Whatever you want to think of their origin is really irrelevant. You simply need to understand when they appeared, read them, apply them to what has been done since then, and apply them to where we are today to understand that there is an awful lot of truth in there. So it doesn't matter if they were, quote, forged or not, because they speak the truth about the techniques, about the actual mechanisms, and about the results that they are getting. So that's what we're dealing with. It's not that, cover. It doesn't matter what the wrapping paper. It matters what's inside the package.
Yeah. Well, whether it's ADL, whether it's Disney ABC, whether it's the Southern Poverty Law Center, whether it's AIPAC in Congress, whether it's Israel itself, there's a concerted strategy within the Jewish World Revolutionary Movement that necessitates the tearing down of Christian civilization, Christian capitalist civilization, in order that a Judaic New World Order will emerge out of the ashes. And it is important to know that Robert Iger, who's the head of the whole thing, this whole attack on Christianity and this blasphemous sitcom, is a practicing Jew. He is not the quite often usual secularist Hollywood Jew. He is a practicing Jew. I don't know the specifics of how orthodox he is, but his bios make that very clear. And so here's a person who is taking a Talmudic view. You see, the Talmud is extremely anti-Christian. It denigrates the mother of Jesus as a whore. It says Jesus is illegitimate, and Jesus, of course, is boiling in excrement in hell right now, and so on. And Jesus was righteously crucified by the Pharisees. His disciples were righteously killed by the Pharisees. All of that, that's basic Talmudic. Talmudic Judaism coming out of Babylon and the Pharisees going clear back 2,000 years. And so What is disconcerting about this is that Iger, if he really is a religious Jew, and if he did have any kind of respect and deference for Christianity, he would not be allowing his empire to be going after Christians at this time. But that's exactly what he's doing. He's standing back, and with his approval, he is allowing his killer dogs, his pack dogs, to go go for the throat, especially of evangelical Christians.
Right, right. All right, very good. So, GCB, well, I don't want to give the program any more notice than we have, but its time is not being changed. Everything is maintaining, I guess, and they're committed to a full season.
Well, actually, there's a doubleheader this Sunday, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that after
the
break.
Okay, we will. Talking to Reverend Ted Pike about GCB, and its remarkable backlash. And we'll continue in just a couple. Okay, back with Reverend Ted Pike talking about GCB. Okay, Ted, a double feature this weekend. So it's a weekend. I don't have television. I wouldn't watch this crap if I had to. But it's on, I guess, a big night. Prime time?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And what's so shockingly inappropriate, they're having the next two episodes back-to-back from 9 o'clock clear to 11 o'clock. This is Easter Sunday. This is Easter, the most sacred of Christian holidays, the least commercialized, the most sacred of Christian holidays, when literally millions of Christians will be in church during the morning and maybe even the evening celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And then here ABC comes on at 9 o'clock Pacific, trashing Jesus Christ and his power of his shed blood, trashing the idea that he's resurrected, his followers.
No coincidence there, folks. It's all planned.
Of course not. It's a very pointed message saying, you Goyim, you Christian Goyim, are going to have to take this from us, because we are in control, we are effectually in rulership over you. Look at your leaders, look at your pitiful leaders, these Jews are telling us. They're cowering in fear of us, cowering before our power to call them anti-Semitic if they breathe even a word of criticism of it. This is a de facto statement that the Jews or Jewish supremacists are going to rule this country, and they're going to push this down our throats, down the throat of our children. They are going to make our Christian women into dogs, into bitches, or shiksas, or whores, or whatever they want to, and we're just going to have to take it. And this is absolutely unprecedented. They knew this was Easter. In fact, they're doing this. They're saying that it's necessary for them to make a pilot test from the 9 o'clock Pacific time, which is usually occupied by Desperate Housewives. And of course, Desperate Housewives is ending, and they want to know if good Christian bitches can occupy that slot at 9 o'clock in next year's season and have a whole new run of this program.
They
can make that test next week. Instead, they want to do it on Easter Sunday.
Of course, of course.
Let the Christians know who's in control.
I got it. Now, could there be? It is said. I can't remember who said it now. One of Hollywood's great Jewish entrepreneurs said, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So could all of this good work that you're doing and effective work actually end up somehow, some way benefiting and giving this program more notoriety and more potential box office than it would have had otherwise? I hate to think like that, but that's part of the media.
I don't really think so, because they're paying a real price. They've lost 9 major sponsors. I don't know what that computes to as far as financial loss, but we're hurting them economically. We're also very widely publicizing the fact that this originates with anti-Christian Jews from Iger on down through the producers and directors and so on. And they really don't want that getting out. They are incredibly brazen. But on the other hand, as with the last temptation of Christ back at the turn of the century, they paid a bitter price for bullying their way forward. And, of course, our National Prayer Network was very instrumental in publicizing in the same way the Jewish Talmudic origins of that desecration of the memory of Christ. They're going to pay a price. And there are 7 million people already tuning in every week. It's gotten pretty good press.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how that our expose and our boycott and all of this can do anything but sour Christian-Jewish relations, even percolate over into the religious right with the disconcerting reality that the media is Jewish-dominated, that it is anti-Christian, that these are not our friends, these are not God's chosen people that we are supposed to be genuflecting before. These are vicious enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe that what we're doing is not good news. And in fact, that has been revealed. People like Robert Harling, the actual scriptwriter of the program, and others have said they are dismayed that this controversy is continuing. And I ask, what controversy? There's no controversy coming from James Dobson or Family Research Council.
They're still sitting on their hands, are they?
Yeah, I mean, great. if you want to know what controversy is going on, just go Google protest ABC's Good Christian Bitches. You'll find that our National Prayer Network articles are studying the search engines, and we are really generating the most controversy that I know of.
I'm amazed that the organized religious Christian right isn't rising up to throw this fake leadership away. These people are doing nothing. Isn't it time for a house cleaning? Isn't it time
literally.
For these people literally to have some honest representation? I don't know.
I mean, it takes, how long does it take to pen a little paragraph of a protest against this, calling for a boycott or something like the New York City Councilman Robert Vallone did, and he got tremendous publicity, just crammed the search engines for several weeks. One New York City Catholic, a New York City Councilman spoke out in criticism of it, made big news. Well, James Dobson could do that. A whole Pat Robertson, I could give you a whole list. Robert Land, head of the Southern Baptist, could do it. They could get together and they could in concert, they could have statements from 50 national religious leaders, and it would give us a tremendous tailwind in getting people alerted to it and joining our boycott. But for some reason, they are conspicuously silent. I believe that there's really been a real toll, a moral price that these religious leaders have paid by cooperating not only with Zionism and blessing and going along with the Zionist agenda, but also remaining very silent, cowardly, in the face of ADL and its hate laws and so on. To this hour, none of them will even publicly admit that ADL even exists. And I believe that with those kinds of compromises and weakness in the face of evil, There's a moral rottenness, a corruption of the soul that results in, and they lose all courage. They just simply do not have the courage to speak out like real Christian soldiers ought to.
Right, right. Okay, very good. All right, time for a little break here. Come right back with Ted Pike. It is amazing when such a large group of people is silent, when they have no leadership. It's obvious, and they won't do anything to change that. All right, we'll find out more with Ted in just a minute. All right, talking to Ted Pike about GCB and other issues. I want to concentrate just a little bit more about the so-called Christian right. How many people does that entail now, to the best of your estimating ability? 35, 30?
I just don't know. Evangelicals worldwide are projected about 70 million, but here in America... it's hard to tell because often the criteria for being an evangelical Christian mm-hmm. is pretty loose. It's sometimes a pretty superficial definition or acceptance of Jesus as your Lord and Savior, something like that. And
yes.
a lot of people make that claim, mm-hmm. but they're not walking the walk and so on. So it's pretty evasive, but the evangelicals do constitute a very large pro-Israel bloc and can be usually counted on to support Israel pretty unconditionally.
Well, unconditionally and rabidly. I mean, I've heard their commercials. They're nutty over Israel.
Yes.
Simple. So I don't know. It's odd that their leadership is the way you describe it. Very strange.
Well, the evangelicals, whatever political strain they may be, are plagued with apathy, just like everybody else in American culture. And as I was saying a little earlier, I'm gratified that those evangelicals who are very concerned, are very sincere, even if they are not politically enlightened to the degree we would like them to be, they are coming to truth tellers. We are a clearinghouse for evangelicals who are beginning to think they're coming. We're a watering hole. They come and they're very curious about hate crimes laws and their origins. They're coming about close to 8,000 visits a month to our Bible studies, in-depth theology.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They'll listen to an hour and a half. 8,000 visits will live. Mm-hmm. People will. That's not 8,000 people, but 8,000 visits a month.
Right.
Will come for an hour and a half and listen to the most in-depth theology that they don't get in their churches. They're
uh-huh.
they're fed on skim milk and cotton candy in their big mega churches and so on. So there's a real hunger there. And really, this is a blessing in disguise for us at Truth Tellers because we, of course, as you know, have felt very burdened, very much called to try to awaken our evangelical brethren to the threat of Zionism and Jewish supremacism. And now they are coming toward us because we have so much more in-depth teaching about the true biblical perspective concerning God's plan for the Jews than just the pablum they get, the standard propaganda, Christian Zionist propaganda that they get everywhere else. They're encountering a lot of original, very original thinking, research, documentation, all in a biblical context, and many, many of them claim that this is a breath of fresh air, very, very gratifying to them.
All right, I got it. But you are making at least some progress. So do these people come to you and say, you know, Ted, you're right. We never saw it before. You're right. We've been conned. We've been duped. We've been deceived. And it's time to stop. Do you
get
that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we get emails all the time from evangelicals who say, I saw your other Israel video. I saw your Why the Middle East Leads video, on and on, hate laws video. These videos, these major videos that we've done, there's four major ones. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people have watched those on Google and YouTube. And the influence has radiated out, especially through the Internet, far beyond the former traditional boundaries that kept the kind of truth that we have limited. With the Internet, there's a kind of a grapevine or a percolating effect that goes across boundaries. And what's so wonderful about it is that you can speak the whole truth. And if somebody wants to vilify you, all people have to do is click a mouse, and they're right there at truthtellers.org. And they're finding that we are being misrepresented or we are being derided in a way that's not fair because all of our articles are so well-crafted, well-documented. But most important, they're written in a spirit of love, true love toward the Jewish people, warning them against the evil leadership that has led them astray.
Well, it's certainly done that. Now, is there any way to take this issue right to the top and challenge somehow the leadership, I mean the Dobsons and so forth, or do you just have to keep chipping away and kind of build up a a base of support like you're doing, and then when you have enough of a segment of this group, and they're a very powerful group that it potentially could be used for good. That's what you want. And
yes.
That's got to be a major target for you, I'm sure.
Well, we're a magnet for the most sincere people of all ways of thinking. Many secular people come to Truth Tellers, all kinds of people, Muslims, many Jews, evangelicals, a good deal of our support and listenership or readership is clear off in the Soviet Union or halfway around the world. It's just everywhere. But basically what we are is a magnet for the most sincere and concerned people of societies everywhere. The internet gives people in every culture and every religion the opportunity to notice the light and the truth that's coming, beaming forth from truthtellers.org, to recognize its sincerity, recognize the flawless documentation and scholarship behind it. And so it's a wonderful way. You know, I remember a pastor from a mega church here in Portland, and I was in his audience, and he said, I wish there was somebody in my church who was interested in theology. But he says, there's nobody here who is interested in theology. That was a mega church. Interested in fellowship, interested in baseball games and picnics and all that kind of thing, but not interested in theology. What in the world do they go to church for? Anyway, here we have an opportunity, especially through our Bible studies, to give a completely balanced view on not only the world situation and culture, issues of culture, issues of politics locally, but we can beam across to the Middle East and delve and dive into Israeli politics and speak the whole truth on forbidden topics. And people come, and people who are interested in a deeper understanding, especially of the spiritual and biblical true teachings about Judaism and God's real destiny for the Jewish people, they come and they savor it. They realize they have never seen, they have never witnessed a truly biblical, balanced perspective on Israel like we give.
Right,
and so
it's
a wonderful way of gathering independent thinking people from every part of the globe.
Right, which you've been doing for a long time. All right, hold on just a sec. We'll be right back. Commercial television as it is right now. GCB is one program. How many others out there are obviously and overtly being designed to further mentally incapacitate the general viewing public and re-educate it, like the old Soviet Union, reprogram it to think along the lines of the activist chosen viewpoint, the Jewish extremist viewpoint?
I'm not an expert on television. This is rather new for me to be launching a boycott and going after a particular production on TV. We do know that you can't turn on the TV set to any of these major networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, without literally within minutes being assaulted with the profanity, the sex, the corruption, the immorality that exudes from the TV set. And I don't know whether the Lord will lead me to take in on any more boycotts after this, but I do know that it certainly could be a fruitful and challenging thing, especially if we are successful in this drive. In this particular sitcom, the Jews of Disney ABC have gone so far over the top in violating every standard of tolerance in our society, of respect for other people's belief, respect for major religion and its religious leader, that they have really made themselves a sitting duck for my writing and my activism, my response to them. And in fact, the high level saturation of Jews behind this makes it possible for me to accurately and even moderately inform the church of exactly who's behind this. And of course, in our articles, we link to other articles about Jewish control of the media and a host of other related issues. So they've made their own bed. They've got it coming here, and I'm just delighted that this is, like the hate laws issue, provides a bridge over to literally millions of evangelicals as a way to educate them in a much broader way concerning the threat of Jewish supremacism.
All right. Okay, well, so where do we go from here?
Well, I think the place to go is to come to truthtellers.org, because not only do we have a lot of articles right there on our homepage on the upper right archive having to do with this whole issue, but we are in the forefront. We are the primary leader now in organizing a very successful boycott against this outrage. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we have persuaded nine major sponsors in only 9 working days to jump ship, to abandon support of GCB. This is part of a trend. I talked about the possibility of a domino effect. We want to gut GCB of most of its sponsors in the next several weeks. We need people to come to truthtellers.org, read the articles, and begin to start emailing and calling these sponsors, threatening boycott, letting them know how many other sponsors have already abandoned a GCB, and letting them know we are boycotting them unless we get a good, clear statement out of them immediately saying that they have also left support of GCB. I believe if we get enough people, enough concerted leverage and momentum in this movement, we can not only gut much of GCB's sponsor base, but we can also make sure, as we can let ABC Disney know that if they try to put in GCB as a substitute for Desperate Housewives in the next season, they're going to have the same kind of fight. They're going to have the same exposure of the Jewish origins of it. All very unpleasant. All very unnecessary. So they should do the logical thing and go back and start creating a television that is friendly to our culture and to the American people.
Hmm. All right. In the last 6 months, anything new in Congress about the hate laws, hate bills, anything moving?
Well, my concentration for at least the last month or two has been on this GCB. Under normal circumstances, I would be researching and writing more, particularly about the federal hate crimes indictments that have just came out yesterday in Ohio against, I guess they have 14 defendants now, including, I think, four women who have been accused of forcibly cutting off the beards and even the hair of men and women of their theological rivals in the Amish community. And under normal circumstances, as Ben has been attested by Eric Holder in testimony to Congress, Christianity is not protected under the federal hate crimes law or any of the 45 U.S. state hate laws. Christianity, as in Canada and all hate crimes country, is considered to be a historic oppressor of other people. And so you have Jews, blacks, Hispanics, homosexuals meriting special federal protection, but never Christians. In this situation, however, the federal government under the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act is taking the position that this is a hate crime against the Amish people, because the head coverings of the women are considered sacred, and the beards of the men are considered sacred. And even though it's Amish upon Amish assault, it's considered an assault against the Amish people. We don't. I'm not sure that that's going to hold up in court. Also, the lawyers for these Amish defendants have made it very public that they are going to make a frontal challenge, an assault upon the very constitutionality of the Matthew Shepard hate crimes law, saying that in many ways, of course, that this law is not legislation, but it's now the law of the land, has no constitutional merit. And of course, that there are a number of arguments that very powerfully favor that, especially that it gives special protection to one group over another, violating the whole principle of equality under the Constitution.
Right. All right, so on balance, we're not seeing any major push right now for hate laws.
Well, there was quite a push a year or so ago.
Last year, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, but concerning don't ask, don't tell,
yes,
other things, especially of stripping the Defense of Marriage Act of its powers and so on. I haven't been as involved in those things as I might have been if I hadn't been distracted with other major issues. But the fact of the matter remains that the Tea Party revolt of several years ago did profoundly restrict the powers of ADL to keep introducing freedom-destroying legislation into Congress. And the small plurality of Republicans now in the Senate and much greater in the House now provides really quite an effective block for some of the worst kind of ADL legislation which we would have seen otherwise.
Got it. Okay. All right. So what happens the next time they come forward with a push? Are you going to go back to the Dobson people again? Or are you writing?
You mean a hate crimes push? Or
Yes. No, a hate crimes push.
Oh,
They're not going to go
I'm
away.
In the business of being a watchdog, a sentry on the wall wherever I see evil and wickedness coming. The problem is I'm mortal and I can't do everything. But certainly, if there's major legislation, anti-bullying legislation or hate crimes legislation coming through, and it seems like the Republicans are not able to stop it, you can bet that I will be speaking out and speaking and investigating in the front lines.
Well, all right. Well, as always. All right. We just have a minute left. Anything you want to leave us with tonight? It's been quite an interesting conversation because for the first time, the public has really forced this Zionist Hollywood machine to blink. That's what's happened.
Yeah, it's a small minority of people. What I've always found is that if I write an article, and let's say I have 15,000 reads on that article, even on yourrents.com, I'll be lucky if I have 150 people who actually will call Congress. It's always 1%, and that's why when you as a public citizen send in an email or phone one of these major sponsors of GCB, let them know that you're boycotting them. They know that you are that 1%. You are one of 1,000, and there's 1,000 people who feel just like you but didn't have the scratch to pick up the phone and even send an email. But they know that there are many, many others, 1,000 times more than you, out there feeling the same way. That's why there's so much power in especially in a phone call of complaint and an appointed personally written email. People just don't realize that the clout they have with public officials or corporation and how a very small group can have a disproportionate effect.
Well, it does, and it can, and this is a big feather in your cap and truthtellers.org for sure. You did it. Congratulations, Ted.
Well, we're not done yet. I mean, depending on people to stand with me.
Yes, of course. All right. Be well. Take care. Have a good weekend. Talk to you next time, Ted.
Thank you, Jeff.
All righty. Good night. Reverend Ted Pike.